Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
People are under the wrong impression that reggaeton was born in Puerto Rico, and it was born in Panama.
This is El Chombo, the legendary Panamanian producer behind the Cuentos de la Cripta album.
The shiny new apartment complex we're standing in is hers. She had the plan. She wrangled the builders. She made all of this happen. My mom, the former seamstress, the Burger King coupon hoarder, the person making me an offer I'm not sure I can refuse.
Goodness knows our local bridges have gone through hell.
Absolutely.
Recently, the Prince Vince Bridge caught on fire in the fall of 20. It's always got its own problems anyway. The Roebling Bridge was shut down for more than a year.
Get set to find your next favorite podcast with samples from these three: Loud, Radiotopia Presents, and The Kentucky Side from Link NKY. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Ronnie Salerno and Kevin Reynolds, let's start here. Imagine if you could combine hip-hop, rap, Latin, and Caribbean music sung in Spanish in dance halls in Panama. That's the ingredients in the musical genre reggaeton. In the brilliant podcast, Loud, one of reggaeton's founders, Ivy Queen, a.k.a. La Diva, traces the genre's complex, brilliant history. Loud illustrates how reggaeton exploded, faded, then came back even bigger. Learn about one of the most popular music genres in the world with Ivy Queen from Loud. To do that, let's give you a snippet from the episode called The Zone. Ivy Queen tells the true origin story of reggaeton.
People are under the wrong impression that reggaeton was born in Puerto Rico, and it was born in Panama.
This is El Chombo, the legendary Panamanian producer behind the Cuentos de la Cripta album.
Bienvenidos a la cripta!
People think that reggaeton started out with Daddy Yankee from Puerto Rico. And no, actually it's from Panama, like a decade before.
And this is Sech, the most popular Panamanian artist of today in el género.
Nosotros hicimos el reggae en español primero.
We did reggae in Spanish first, he said, even if others made it more commercial.
Otros lo trabajaron más y comercializaron y se hizo el reggaetón. Pero no sé, yo creo que es un tema bien complicado.
And he says, who did it first is a sensitive topic, especially for Panamanians. A lot of people don't give credit to the Panamanians, but it all started with them. If it wasn't for reggae and dancehall in Español, there wouldn't be no reggaeton. End of story. I still remember the first time I went to Panama in the mid-90s. I remember I was so excited to be at the birthplace of the music that I love, the home of artists like El General and Nando Boom. I remember seeing the canal from the plane. And Panama was dope. I remember the streets were full of people, full of life, and it was so multicultural. There were black people, Chinese people, Indian, Arabs, and of course, the music.
Sample the powerful sound of reggaeton's history with Loud, available now in the Start Here collections from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. If you're a fan of sampling podcasts, of course, Start Here is a great resource. But for a more long-form version of sample podcast shows, try Radiotopia Presents. Radiotopia Presents is a relaunch of the Showcase podcast from Radiotopia that featured lesser-known, independently produced shows. For example, Shithole Country, the show's second installment, is hosted by Afia Kakiri, the pseudonymous daughter of Ghanaian immigrants who returned to Ghana from New York later in adulthood. They think that she should come too, so she takes a trip to Ghana to consider it. Of course, the irony of the show's title is apparent as she describes a country that's anything but. Let's give you a taste of Radiotopia Presents with the sample of Shithole series. Afia describes her mom and how her philosophy and comfort is pushing for Afia's return to Ghana and her home.
I stare at my mom, Agnes. The dusty Hamerton winds straight from the Sahara don't do anything to cool the room. Sweat rolls down my neck, and the huge peacock tattoo curling around my mom's left shoulder glistens. She sighs and says it again. This apartment is yours. Your daddy and I want you to move in. Mom directs her gaze past the swanky marble floors and recessed lighting to the tropical greenery outside. She sweeps long braids away from her face and reclines in her white plastic chair, the kind that has the ubiquitous Jianyame God symbol twisted into it. God is everywhere in Ghana. He literally has your back, especially if you're my mom. What is there for you in America, Mami Ifia? She laughs. Her silver earrings and bracelets jangle merrily. Scratch that. Menacingly. I should have known. When I first graduated from college and moved out to Philly for a job, my parents happily offered to drive. And as they headed back, they happily handed me the receipts for their gas and tolls. She's just so good at this. A minute ago, we were celebrating. The shiny new apartment complex we're standing in is hers. She had the plan. She wrangled the builders. She made all of this happen. My mom, the former seamstress, the Burger King coupon hoarder, the person making me an offer I'm not sure I can refuse.
From the Shithole series, that's Radiotopia Presents. Catch up on all the episodes now from the Start Here collections at wvxu.org/starthere. In our local podcast spotlight today, we feature a Cincinnati Public Radio alumnus, Michael Monks. Michael left WVXU last year to pursue full-time his work with Link NKY and the Kentucky Side with Michael Monks podcast. Michael brings his unique journalistic and interview skills to the other side of the river to share the more in-depth stories about Northern Kentucky. In this episode we're sampling here, The Kentucky Side with Michael Monks, Michael looks at the conditions of and the future for the key bridges in Northern Kentucky.
Goodness knows our local bridges have gone through hell.
Absolutely.
Recently, the Prince Vince Bridge caught on fire in the fall of 20. It's always got its own problems anyway. The Roebling Bridge was shut down for more than a year, and that was due to a restoration project only after it had been shut down, you know, not that long ago, to what was called a bootleg cab hitting it. You remember the bootleg cab?
I remember, which is actually, I'm thinking about making an album with that title.
Oh, it's a great title. And I don't think we had any idea what a bootleg cab was until that thing happened. And so the bridges have just been through hell. And because of the Roebling's problems and the Brent Spence's problems, the Clay Wade Bailey has been backed up. And then the 4th Street Bridge has had its problems as people seek to go from Cincinnati to Newport into Covington. My goodness. Turns out, big plans for all this stuff. Apparently, Cam, after years of talk about the Brent Spence Bridge, they expect to break ground on the corridor project next fall. Fall of 23. They say that, you know, the Kentucky General Assembly has approved about $250 million for its share of this. Ohio is on board to spend some money, and then they expect a lot of federal cash coming in to support the rest of it. So finally, we might have something. But what does that mean? And what does it mean for the Clay Wade Bailey Bridge? And what was all that work that was done recently on the Roebling Suspension Bridge? And most recently, conversation about the 4th Street Bridge between Covington and Newport. What is that project going to be? And how serious are concerns about pedestrian access and bicycle access going to be taken? I spoke earlier with the Secretary of the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet, Jim Gray, and the District 6 of the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Office here in Covington, the Chief Engineer there, Bob Yeager.
From our local creator and former Cincinnati Edition host, that's The Kentucky Side with Michael Monks, available now on the Start Here collections on the podcast menu from WVXU.org. To the charts we go, our usual and customary look before we wrap up at what's hot around the nation from iTunescharts.net. Two podcasts have launched themselves into the number one position in the last week. The first, Sympathy Pains, is a six-part series about Sarah DeLashment, who told people she had cancer, muscular dystrophy, was trapped in an abusive relationship, and that her child had died. It was all a con. Sympathy was both her great need and her powerful weapon. But unlike most scams, she didn't want people's money. She was after something far more valuable. That's Sympathy Pains. The other podcast that went to number one is Betrayal, the story of Jennifer Faison. After 20 years apart, Jennifer reconnected with her college sweetheart, Spencer Herron. He was a two-time Teacher of the Year, and Jen was convinced she married the perfect husband. But then on June of 2018, that all changed when she came home to find Spencer holding a search warrant, and he had sexually assaulted one of his students. In the days that followed Spencer's arrest, Jennifer uncovered a dark secret life her husband had been living during their entire marriage. That's Betrayal and Sympathy Pains, both number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about those podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter on the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.